Hachette Audio presents Blowing the Bloody Doors Off and Other Lessons in Life, written and read by Michael Caine. The first time I was in the United States, when I'd just made Alfie, I was sitting on my own in the lobby of the Beverly Hills Hotel and heard the sound of a helicopter landing in the gardens opposite. This, the porter told me, was strictly illegal. He and I stood at the door to see who was so flagrantly flouting the law. Presumably, the President of the United States, or at least the Beverly Hills Hotel. Across the Sunset Boulevard, out of a swirling sun-flecked cloud of dust, 6'4" and in full cowboy get-up, strode the unmistakable figure of John Wayne. As I stood there, with my mouth open, he caught my eyes and altered his course to come over to me. "What's your name, kid?" he asked. "Michael Caine," I croaked. "That's right," he agreed, with a tilt of his head. "You were in that movie, Alfie." "Yes," I said. I wasn't really keeping up my end of the conversation. "You're going to be a star, kid," he drawled, draping his arm around my shoulder. "But if you want to stay one, remember this. Talk low, talk slow, and don't say too much." "Thank you, Mr. Wayne," I said. "Call me Duke." He gave me a chuck on the arm, turned around, and swaggered off. It was a mind-blowing Hollywood moment for an ambitious young actor on his first visit to the City of Dreams. And it was great advice for anyone who's going to be acting in Westerns and delivering all...